The first thing you should know about the husband and wife team that leads Seattle's Stairway Walks is that they don't always agree.
I'm Jay Caramillo.
And I'm Kathy Jaramillo. Same last name, different pronunciation.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah, we're serious.
But they are on the same wavelength when it comes to their love affair with Seattle's stairs. It began shortly after moving here from California on a drive to Ballard.
And we were driving on 15th Avenue to get there, and all of a sudden I look up and I see this big, long stairway, and I go, Jake, turn right! Because we didn't know that was Queen Anne at the time, and so we just explored half of Queen Anne up and down stairways.
Now you can find that Queen Anne stairway in walk number 12 in Kathy and Jake's book, Seattle Stairway Walks. It's one of 21 walks all over town.
Today's adventure is going to be Mount Baker. The walk that we're going to go on is about 2.5 miles.
It starts with the 138 stone steps of Dossie Terrace Staircase.
So let's go.
Let's do it.
The stairs plunge down from the hilltop to the shore of Lake Washington. Doing this in a car would take a full mile-long detour. The route hooks around into Coleman Park, designed by the famous Olmsted brothers, and gives way to timber stairs. Off to the side, Jake and Kathy point out the frog pond, which is really a drainage feature.
They dug a big pit and filled that in to slow down the flow of water, prevent erosion.
One of the things about stairways is just the infrastructure. You would walk by and not even think about, oh, that pond, what is it? Why is it there?
Roads and sidewalks are sort of designed to hide the machinery of cities, while stairways can cut right into the workings. And sometimes, there are hidden gems.
This park was a real surprise to us. We were just wandering around the neighborhood, and we didn't expect this at all.
Bradner Park has a lively pea patch garden and features a key stop on the stairway tour, the public loo.
This is it, floor to ceiling, and there's pretty much nothing that people can do to ruin it.
That's gardener and artist Joyce Motti. She helped cover the bathroom walls in vibrant mosaic using donated tiles and funky old plates. They went with a garden insect theme.
And even the garden slug and a ladybug where you flush the toilet right here.
Winding out of Bradner Park, you could easily miss the next staircase. It tiptoes down through forest, where leafy curtains occasionally reveal glimpses of Lake Washington.
There's an inherent drama to the
excitement.
Revelation, seeing things that were invisible and then are revealed.
You can see, I don't know, a couple hundred yards down the street, but with stairways you don't have that length of view, so there's a lot more mystery to walking on the stairs, and that makes it fun.
We head back down toward the water with the throb of the interstate growing in our ears. And the stairway deposits us right next to the I-90 tunnel known as the East Portal.
And off to the left, they're being spit out of what look like these giant pneumatic tubes almost. How would you describe this spot?
It's very loud and almost kind of scary. I call it machine age architecture.
Next, we delve back into a wooded trail, arcing up and over one of Mount Baker's curves.
These are nice wood steps in a natural area. And then turn left, and what do you see? Right at the top of Dossie Terrace Stairs.
Right where it all began.
A stairway walker is a little like an urban geologist, cutting through layers of history, nature, and design. You just have to be willing to look and walk. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.